Role model, Gwyneth Paltrow releases female libido booster called Down to Fuck Amid Worldwide Pandemic. By Warner Todd Houston on October 4, 2021. What pandemic? Actress Gwyneth Paltrow, mother of a 17 and 15-year-old, who brought the world a vagina-scented candle, has released a pill she claims will boost the female libido. The Avengers, Endgame star named the sexual supplement DTF, which stands for Down to Fuck. As the pandemic continues to rage across the world, Paltrow has released the concoction she claims will really help women, through her Goop Labs lifestyle company, according to the Daily Mail. Everyday stress and anxiety, hormonal changes, exhaustion, age. These can impact our libido and sexual health. So yes, we, with our science and research team, created a supplement that really helps, the Iron Man beauty said. And, yes, we called it DTF. Because, you know, we're at Goop. The description of the product claims it contains Labifm fenugreek extract, which has been clinically shown to support healthy sexual arousal and desire in women. Fenugreek enthusiasts say that extract from the Mediterranean herb boosts both estrogen and testosterone levels. The new Goop product also contains saffron for mood support. The description reads, adding that the product is for supporting our pursuit of more pleasure, more often. The Shakespearean love star, who claimed that she ate bread and drank alcohol 7 nights a week to cope with the stress of the coronavirus quarantine, recently faced a lawsuit filed by a woman who said she was injured by an exploding vagina-scented candle she had purchased from Paltrow's Goop company. Gwyneth Paltrow and her wellness company were excoriated early this year by Britain's health chief, who characterized the company's products as modern snake oil concoctions. In February, the UK's top health official, Stephen Powis, told the BBC that he urges caution to anyone looking to the eccentric actress for advice on how to cure the coronavirus. In the last few days, I see Gwyneth Paltrow is, unfortunately, suffering from the effects of COVID. We wish her well, but some of the solutions she's recommending are really not the solutions we'd recommend in the NHS. Powis blasted Paltrow and suggested that people listen to serious science, instead of taking Paltrow's advice. We need to take long COVID seriously and apply serious science. All influencers who use social media have a duty of responsibility and a duty of care around that, Powis said. Britain's NHS chief executive, Simon Stevens, also warned against Goop, telling Britons that Paltrow's company was spreading disinformation and posed a considerable health risk to anyone influenced by her claims. Samantha Bee, the left-wing host of TBS's weekly late-night show Full Frontal, picked apart Paltrow's Goop and accused the star of promoting dangerous pseudoscience. Watch below. What can seem like innocuous woo, from charging your crystals in the moonlighting to lighting a candle to ward off Mondays, can quickly change into pseudoscience that at best is a waste of money and at worst is dangerous, said B. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.